Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the fight for a coal-fired refund. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio Electric customers don't just pay for the electricity they use. They're also charged subsidies to keep power plants in business. In 2020, for instance, they paid more than $100 million to subsidize two unprofitable coal plants. One consumer advocacy group is arguing those customers deserve a refund. Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU's Renee Fox has been reporting on this issue, and she joins me now to discuss. Hey, Renee.
Hi, Claire.
So the Citizens Utility Board of Ohio is arguing this case in front of the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. What's their argument?
Well, yeah, they're teamed up with the Ohio Consumers Council and the Manufacturers Association of Ohio, and they're saying they've had experts study these plants and their operations, and they're saying that the way that these coal plants were run was unprofitable, but they didn't have to be unprofitable, that the plants could have shut down when the market prices weren't good for their coal-fired plants. They could have shut down and saved everyone some money by doing that, but instead they ran them 24/7. Whether or not the market was going to pay a good price for the energy produced during that time.
The Ohio Valley Electric Corporation runs these plants. What do they have to say in response to this case?
Well, they say that the way they run the plants doesn't matter, that the way Ohio law is written, that they can collect these subsidies no matter if they were selling their energy at a profit or at a loss.
The law does not compel them to only run their power plants when they're making a profit on the power.
That's what they're arguing before the PUCO, yes.
Huh. Mm. So I have to ask, how does HB6, you know, that infamous bill, factor into this?
Yeah, well, in a few ways. The reason these OVEC subsidies were put into House Bill 6 was because a few different energy companies heard how First Energy was benefiting with this nuclear bailout, and they kind of wanted a piece of that pie. So companies like AEP lobbied to get these subsidies put into HB6. Then when the scandal involved in House Bill 6 was revealed to the state and Larry Householder was indicted and later convicted, the subsidies for the nuclear power plants were rolled back. These OVEC subsidies were not. These were left in place.
Okay, so what happens next then?
Well, they're waiting for the PUCO, the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, to make a decision on whether or not all of this $100 million from 2020 should go back to consumers, or maybe some of it or none of it. And then also, there's some bills in the works that could roll these subsidies back, just like the nuclear subsidies were. But those bills haven't really moved, and they're becoming less and less likely to become law.
Do we have any sort of timeline on the PUCO side of things? Do they have to look at this case necessarily?
They do have to make a decision. They are reviewing. This case has been active for a long time, since 2021. So things do seem like they're coming to a conclusion sometime soon. But when I asked about that last month, it wasn't on their agenda yet to make a ruling.
Well, Renee Fox with member station WOSU, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Claire.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.